been called Xanana's Dream, an oil and gas processing plant within Timor-Leste that would see the small nation rise out of poverty. In pursuit of that dream, former President, Prime Minister and independence hero Xanana Gusmão last week announced a deal with oil company ConocoPhillips to buy their share of the lucrative Greater Sunrise oil field. It would make Timor a serious player, but there are concerns that oil greed is blinding Timor to economic reality. Carla Manali works for Economic Analysis Institute Leo Humutuk. I spoke to her from Dili earlier today.
The Timorese government believes that the downstream revenues from processing oil and gas on the south coast are going to greatly exceed the cost of producing this mega project. We've yet to see a report that proves that. So our main concern is that it's possible that Timor-Leste will spend all, if not the majority, of the petroleum fund of the nation's wealth on this project, which may not give them the returns which they expect.
Is there a political reason for wanting to process it in Timor?
I think there's probably some nationalism attached to it, that Timor-Leste finally has the maritime boundaries drawn between Timor and Australia, and that the Australian government is finally recognizing what rightfully belongs to Timor-Leste. Okay, we now finally recognize that this is Timor-Leste oil and gas. This is our resources. We want to develop it here in Timor. But I think more so it's about this belief that there are so many extra downstream revenues which we wouldn't receive if it was processed in Darwin.
Is there an understanding within Timor, do you think, of the cost of this dream of processing onshore within Timor?
If you just look in the state budget books, for instance, they have projections for the next 3 years, and it's not even close to the total cost of the project. So far, they've spent $300 million on the project, which has just been a few small components, just some parts of the highway and the airport, and maybe some costs of consultations and reports. But the total cost of the project is upwards of $13 billion. And so those things are not included in the state budget because it doesn't foresee that far ahead. So the project could take up to another 10 years from now, maybe 15 years from now. So all of those projections are not included in the budget, which only looks to the next 3 years.
What is the public opinion about it at the moment, though? Is everybody kind of overjoyed because it seems to be a sign of economic independence?
Yeah, the public opinion is definitely happy, proud, congratulatory of the government. People are happy about it, and I think a lot of it comes from there was a misunderstanding of what the purchase meant, which was that a lot of Timorese believe that meant that the pipeline was on its way to Timor-Leste, which it doesn't. So we've tried to combat some of those misconceptions with an article, which you can find on our website if you're interested, to try and lay out the facts. But regardless of that, I think people here are very excited. They see it as a sign of, economic independence, a sign of sovereignty, and, people are excited.
But the problem is that the things that you really need, like roads and education and things like that, are going to suffer if the money starts going down this particular way.
Yeah, I think that's a big problem, a big indication of the resource curse, which we've seen year after year taking place in Timor-Leste, that sectors like education, health, agriculture, access to clean water, some of these basic services have been ignored largely to focus on infrastructure projects and to focus on the oil and gas industry. And that sort of planning and vision is not going to be the best planning for the future of the country.
That's Carla Manali from Economic Analysis Institute in Dili, Lau Hamutuk, and we'll put a link to them on our website.